Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hey, friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hey, friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey, the holiday gift guide special episode. I'm your host, Jamie, and listen, we can't say it enough. We love this show that you're about to hear so very much. So I want to tell you a little bit about it real quick and then give you a couple of caveats, and then we're going to jump in. So every year we want to create a place where we can elevate women, elevate small businesses, elevate businesses that give back around this time of year. Because let's face it, we're all buying gifts. We're all looking for that special gift for that special person. And all we want to do at the Happy Hour is say, hey, here's some other options. Here are some other options. And so we have some amazing businesses that we're going to highlight here. Now, here's what you need to know. We're going to go through all of the businesses here in this show, but my guests, Tony Collier and Candace Payne, they are over the top hilarious, so kind, so generous with their time. And this show literally is so much fun. Let me tell you, I was there when it happened and died laughing the whole time. Then I listened to this episode as we were editing it when I was getting my lashes done. Girl almost poked my eyes out because I started laughing so hard. The show's hilarious. So we want to give you some really great gift ideas, and we want you to just enjoy this show as well. So let me tell you a few things about the show. Number one, it is a live recording. And so what you need to know is you're going to hear audience. You're going to hear us laughing. You're going to hear a bunch of different things that you wouldn't normally hear in the Happy Hour podcast. Also, at the beginning of the show, there was a small issue with Candace and Tony's microphones. You're going to feel like, are their mics on? And guess what? They weren't. They were in the room, but they weren't on the show. We fixed it really quickly. So just hang tight with that and it'll get fixed really quickly when you're listening. So don't give up. The other things I want to tell you is you can listen to this today and you're going to love it. You can also watch the entire show on YouTube. Go to jamieivey.com/YouTube. It'll take you to my channel and you will find the show there. While you're there, you should subscribe. We're about to put up a bunch of new videos for you. So subscribe so you never miss one. Then after you listen, after you watch, if you want to know where to find all the information that is in the show, go to jamieivey.com/gift guide. Right there, we're going to have all of the businesses listed. We're going to make sure you know how to follow them and buy gifts from them. All right, you guys, sit back, get ready for the absolute best holiday gift guide we have ever had. Here it is. Enjoy the show with my friend Tony Collier and Candace Payne for our 2022 Holiday Gift Guide Live.
Would you please welcome to the stage Jamie, Candace, and Tony on their way up right now.
Thank you.
We love you, Aaron.
Guys, Candace and Tony.
Yay! This is great.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. We have been upstairs watching you guys like little stalkers. Did anyone see me up there? I was like, hi. It was so fun. You guys, this is, I told Candace and Tony, my most favorite thing that I do the entire year. Okay? And I'm going to tell you the three reasons. Are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Number one, because there's people in a room together. Okay? I just love it. And it doesn't matter what you think about the thing that happened in the world. We lost gathering, and so it's so fun to have people back in the room.
Yeah.
The second reason is because I love so much elevating small businesses. Yes. It is so important to me. How many of you in here have a small business? Look at that. See? I love it. And so I love elevating small businesses, and I also love hanging out with my friends.
Hey, girl.
And Christmas! Less than 100 days away.
Awesome.
All right. I do have a question for the room. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Does anyone in here keep your Christmas tree up all year round? Wow, fancy.
Okay, so while we're watching different movies, we color coordinate the movies.
Yes.
That's right.
Wow.
Now you want one. And then during special events like birthdays, I take picture frames that are ornament frames and I put them of whoever's birthday it is on the tree.
Looky there.
And we celebrate the whole birthday month with the tree having their picture.
And this is in your living room.
In my living room all year.
In your living room all year.
This is a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
So I'm ready for tonight.
Okay, I have another question I would love to ask you guys. How many of you have more than one Christmas tree in your house? Oh, wow.
These are fancy girls here. I mean, are you talking about the big tree and then like your kids have a small
one? Okay, let's do a little thing. How many of you have multiple big trees in your house? Wow, y'all are fancy.
I see you. And then you want to talk about me with my one.
You're one year round.
How many of you have, this is a question. This is my kid. I have, they will not be disclosed here, but I do have children of mine here. I'm so grateful that they're here supporting me. But I have never been the type of mom that has given them Christmas trees wherever they want them. How many of you guys have Christmas trees in your kids' rooms?
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Mine has a super small little cutie girl.
All the good moms.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the good moms.
Yeah.
If you didn't raise your hand, no shame. Okay? No shame to you.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
You don't. Yeah. It's going to be a hard no. Well, you got too many kids, okay? I got one and a half. Okay? It don't take nothing to go to Dollar Tree and just get her a little, you know what I'm saying? All right.
You sneeze those ornaments on. You're like, done. Decorated. Done.
That's good.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, I need to also tell you, when we're planning 2022 holiday gift guide, this is the seventh year that we've done a holiday gift guide. Isn't that
so
exciting?
Fun.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
This is Seven the years. Second year that we've done it live with people in the audience.
Solid idea. Solid idea.
Who was here last year?
Oh my gosh, look at all these new people.
I love you guys for coming 2 years in a row. And the reason they came back is because they're like, y'all don't even know what's about to happen. Am I right? Tanya's like, yes. But the reason, I already said it already, the reason we do this is because I love celebrating small businesses. And a couple years ago, I thought, you know, let's record this. So we recorded it in my house and all the things. And the last year we have a live audience. But my favorite part too is to invite two of my favorite friends up here with me. And listen, I love both of these ladies so much, and I did not know when I invited Candace that she had a Christmas tree in her house year-round. I mean, it turned into the best invite ever. Like, you were here for Christmas. I love this so very much.
Do we have another reason to be here? It's Christmas.
Okay.
If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here, and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own.
So many teenagers waiting to be adopted from foster care feel like their lives are over. They've given up hope of having a permanent home and are terrified of aging out with no support system. Right now, more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted in the U.S. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is dedicated to finding them the right family before it's too late. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
That's right.
Are y'all ready to get started?
Yeah.
All right. I want to tell you how this is going to go down because this is so fun. I feel like Oprah. I'm just going to say from the get-go, this is so excited, and any minute Tom Cruise is coming to jump on this couch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I'm going to do it. If I didn't have my kitty heels on, I'd be, you got your Vans on.
Don't you threaten me with a good time.
I would break an ankle up in this mug. I can't. I just had a kid. I'm top heavy. I'd be in flip. Okay.
If you're top heavy, I don't want to describe what heavy I am. I just don't. And y'all didn't need to laugh at that. That was unnecessary. Okay.
As you guys are listening, there are not going to be any of these discount codes in the show notes. So you need to remember them, and I'll give you a hint. They're all happy hour. So if you use the code happy hour, any one of these brands adds a discount code, you're going to find it there. But it's not going to be written in the show notes. So remember it, listen, and write it down. Are y'all ready?
Okay.
All right. Our first brand that we're talking about is Mercy House Global.
And
you thought this was a decoration, but it's not. This is their candle, and this is the Christmas cheer candle. And listen, I love candles in my house. Everyone else?
100%.
Now, these are, this candle right here, the reason I love Mercy House Global, and you're going to see a theme here. We get lots and lots of applicants, and we are so grateful for everyone that applies to be on this show. We're looking for a lot of things. We're looking for variety. We're always, always drawn towards women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and businesses who are employing people in vulnerable situations. You're going to see a theme. All right, here we go. Mercy House Global, these are made by artisans who have found refugee status in the U.S., okay? So they're coming in. This, proceeds from the candle benefit 3 maternity homes in Kenya, okay? Dia, this is a woman who poured this particular scent of candle. She arrived here in the States 2 years ago, and she is saving up to buy a house. And so you know that when you purchase these candles, they go to a great place. You can get 40% off when you spend $40 or more with the code Happy Hour. This is the Christmas cheer candle, and I want you to know everybody's getting a Christmas cheer candle.
Yes!
So excited.
Come on!
For some love. We gave you a card. It has all their Instagram handles. Follow them. Send them a message. Tell them thank you. They gave you a candle. How nice is that?
Is what we do, I can't handle
this. Okay?
I don't know if my heart is ready for the amount of Christmas joy. Because if this is like the first thing, and that was for a candle, I'm... Parts of me were twingling.
It's twingling.
I'm so ready.
When it tingles inside. I love this.
With a twinkle as well.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys a couple of Christmas questions in between. And I'm going to ask you if it's this or that. Y'all know how to play this game, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Tony and Candace, we're going to talk about Christmas things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about stockings. Okay. Are you the type of mom who puts, toothbrush, socks, or an orange, or do you put fun gifts? What kind of stockings?
What are you doing over there? I can't lie, my kids right there.
I have.
I can't even lie. I can't even be like, oh, I put so many fun things. People are like, no, you didn't, Mom. You put a few peppermints in there, and that is it.
A pack of gum.
A pack of gum.
All right,
it's
what
hard.
Do y'all do?
I hit up the See Save Spot section. And I just, whatever I can see and save and spot, it goes in the stocking. I don't even know. Is it fun? I don't care.
That little $5 section, you're just like, I'm going to just, that $5 section in Target, though.
It's dry erase markers and a pencil and whatever.
That's right. It's like those side aisles at Target that's just marked with all the yellow stickers.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just sliding all those suckers in.
You didn't know that you needed a coffee cup that had a skeleton clearance from Halloween. But baby, you're going to get one. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Be sure to remember that he came to die. So.
And not going to be able to do it. Like, I can't.
We can't make
it. I'm sweating. It's just so funny.
No. We got 11 more brands, guys.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Candace, how have stockings for you been in your past Christmas, like in your own life?
So my sister's here, so she can attest to this, but I actually, my sister, hey, raise your hand. She's back there trying to hide.
I don't want to.
Love you. She's in the back. Somebody that's not my sister raised her hand, whatever. Liar. Okay. All right. Security, get eyes on that one. Okay. No, I will say this. My first training bra was put inside as a stocking stuffer. And here's what happened. I was at my grandparents' house, that's awesome. And then I pull it out and my mom goes, oh, try it on. It's a family affair. And I said, never again. So I don't wear it. I mean, never mind.
Candace.
Stockings. I don't wear stockings.
Stockings.
After that moment.
So great.
Oh, my gracious. All right. All right. Let's go on to our next brand. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Please.
Right, next thing we have, this is Elevate. And I forgot to tell you, Mercy House Global, they're out there. So it's Elevate. So stop by, say hi, look them in the eye, tell them you love their product. Yeah. Elevate, this is them right now. They have been in the gift guide before. They were here in 2017. I've been a fan of them for a long time.
So good.
It is a nonprofit creating life-changing opportunities through artisan-made leather goods, all right? Mm-hmm. They're also going to give you 20% off your entire order.
Oh!
Listen, I'm just saying, if you don't have your Christmas shopping by December 1st after today, I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, we're going to give you your list. Use the code HAPPYHOUR. You're going to get that. The proceeds from every purchase invested into families living in vulnerable communities, and they also do kickstarting their dreams through small business training, mentorships, low-interest notes. They do really great. Now, I got the Natalie hat tote.
That's so
good. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What?
This is so what I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine that I'm down at Austin Bergstrom. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, you are. Trying to get to that plane.
I'm going to, Denver. I don't know.
Yep.
You can put your hat in here, guys. Isn't that awesome?
That's really cutie.
So cute.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. Now, I just told you guys, I just had a baby. He's 3 months, okay? Trying to do my thing. Sucking in my belly as I stand up. That bottom fupa is something else, okay? But when they asked about these bags, I was like, I need something that I can just strap on because I have this other little baby that I need to strap on. And y'all, this has been amazing. Now, here's the other thing. I don't know about anybody in the room, but I get real ashy real fast, okay? And when I'm searching for those keys, real, real ashy, okay? It's making it happen. Thank you. For our less pigmented females in the room. Ashy is when it's a little cold outside.
Hey, you gotta
and you didn't put any lotion on. And
you
your skin turns a bit, you know, because it's a little dry. Dry skin is what we're going to call it for today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the bag unzips all the way so that you can find all your stuff. And that's a whole vibe for me. Shout out to Elevate, okay?
Yes.
That was so good.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. It's a great brand.
What did you get?
Ended up getting the hat bag as well. But you want to know the lifesaver for me? For me, it's the trolley bar in the back. You turn that thing around, and that little tag right there goes over your luggage handle. So you have your luggage handle, and you put it down on there, and you go through the airport.
You're rolling? Is this you rolling it?
Yeah, you're rolling it. You're rolling it. You're rolling it. You're rolling it.
Yeah.
It's good.
This is perfect. Now, what's that little bar called?
I call it a trolley bar. Elevate, correct me if I'm wrong, but I really...
I've never heard that before, but I like it.
I love it because for me, it's already wide open.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you can put all of your things that you need for the flight in there, just really quick access.
Yeah.
Fling that open, grab it, and then it just stays on your bag. And it's not too top heavy to make your whole suitcase fall down.
Guys, great
or all over
ideas.
Heavy.
Great gift ideas from Elevate, and all of you guys are getting a leather luggage tag.
Yes! What?
Oh my gosh!
Yes! Come on!
All right, everyone got a leather luggage tag, so when you go traveling, and it says, "We rise by lifting others."
Yes!
And it is true. I won't start preaching, but we all do rise when we lift each other up. Thank you, Tanya, for that. All right, I got another either or, there, that, whatever it's called. Are you ready?
This or that. I got
this or
you,
that.
I got you.
And I'm going to, this might be hard for you because you have a kid in the room.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Elf on the shelf or Snoop on a shelf? On Snoop on a stoop?
Well, I call Santa up and I ask for the elf on the shelf to come to our home. And Elfer does come. My kid is the limp, for those of you that can't see. She's like, "What?
You called Santa?
I did.
Wow.
And I tell him every year if Elfer should come to our home.
And Elfer has always said yes.
Showed up.
Okay.
Always held it down for us.
Yeah. How's Elfer with those transitions at night and stuff?
One time he lost his magic. That was a tragedy.
Listen.
She said it was my fault. Yes, that's right, because I touched him. And
here's what I need y'all to know. You should follow both of these women for their amazing content. I mean, yes, amazing.
Elfer story.
But follow Tony for the holidays, because I love when Elfer comes to visit. Do you guys do anything like that?
No. No. So here's the deal. If my kids get a gift, it is a surprise to all of us in the house. Because really, some sort of elf came in and gave it, because I don't know where. Because I'm telling you, I'm pretty busy right now. So my husband is amazing.
Right? What's your husband's name?
His name is Hot Mister.
Cheers to Hot
Mister.
But
you can call him Chris. That was his
Cheers
birth
to
name.
Chris. It felt a little weird when I said that, but it's okay.
Right? Yeah. Right. Hey, Aaron, what's up? That's weird. So I just know that if it doesn't get done by me, then he's got to pick
Chris
up the slack. And so there's no time for shenanigans with elves in our house, like on shelves or anywhere else. Like,
we're good. We
right.
never did Elf on the Shelves. I think that was before our time. And I don't think I could have handled it. Like, I don't have a Santa's number, so it would have been a whole thing, all the things.
I'm not
saying Santa isn't real, because he's real.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Last question. Does Santa bring gifts, or are they all from Mom and Dad?
We do half and half.
Okay.
There are some from us, and then Santa's special wraps. I'm sweating talking about that. I'm like, oh, gosh. Am I getting this right? Santa's special wraps his gifts.
Okay, and do you do Santa? He doesn't bring any gifts.
The thing is that we're on the naughty list, so. It's rough around our house.
My daughter's like, whoa, what's going on with that family?
It's rough around. I won't tell you what we did to get there, but it's about 23 years strong now, so pretty bad.
Okay, well, I will tell you who is not on the naughty list. Y'all like that transition? I will tell you who is not on the naughty list. Ramblin' Co. This is our next guy.
I love them.
I love them.
Yes.
Okay, Ramblin' Co. Are they in here? I know all of our vendors are in the back.
I love y'all. Yes.
I see Ramble. I see Elevate. I see them all back there. So y'all, please go say hi to them. These are women running small businesses.
Yes.
Literally. Let's go.
Yep.
All right, so Ramble & Co., I actually forgot that I knew about them a long time ago.
Oh.
But, like, I was going back on Instagram, and you know how you post something, and then you see what someone else posted or said? And I realized, like, I think you sent Story a shirt years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you for that, if I never said thank you. So Ramble & Co., beautiful, beautiful stuff, and they opened a new store in Waco. Anyone come from Waco today? All right, Ramble & Co. is an apparel brand. Their mission is to inspire and empower women to feel confident and capable.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Let's go.
Love that.
Mic drop.
Let's go.
They launch stuff every single month, all the time. They have a podcast you can listen to called The Ramble On Show. Like I said, they just opened their storefront in Waco. They also have the original in Wichita Falls.
So
listen, they want women to know that they are worthy and not alone. We do too. So they cheer people on daily. I just want to show a couple of things from them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't get this bag, but I'm going home with this bag. Is
yes,
all I
you
just
did.
Say.
Yes.
You got it.
I got the bag.
I got that
tell
one.
You.
And you got it.
That one's mine.
Oh, this is yours.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if you want to take it home, this is your thing, Jamie. I mean,
Jamie.
Listen.
Sis. You brought this here?
I brought it here.
Oh, this is yours.
Okay, so I brought mine too.
Dang it.
Because yes, I have so many things going on. That's my, don't, look, you better watch your little bag.
Okay, tell us why you love the bag.
I love the bag for one reason, okay? It's deep.
It is. Oh. It is. Right?
And so much fits in there. Y'all, listen, I'm traveling with my nanny, my three-month-old, and my eight-year-old. And I had a big old bag, but for some reason, the depth to that
right.
works so well. It fits on strollers and underneath the seat better at the airplane. I mean, it is great. And I have mine yeah. literally upstairs right now.
Awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, though, I love the bag, but the thing that is I cannot live without.
Okay.
They have a shirt that says Texas forever.
Do you have them here tonight?
Oh, snap.
Now, listen, I'm not Texas born, but I got here as fast as I
there
could. And I will tell you right now that that shirt, when you say this is an oversized shirt, usually that's a cute comment that skinny girls make. And it really isn't true, because I will put that to the test.
Okay.
I get it and I go, oversized, it finally fits my arms. Thank you. This one fits so loose and airy, and I have felt air in places I didn't know existed. I sleep in it. I wear it to travel. My kids are tired of seeing me in it. So
you gotta wash it.
I do. What did you assume?
Okay. I just didn't know how long you had it. Okay, here we go.
But I love, love, love. So if that's how they keep the quality of the things that they put out, I am a fan forever. And I'm coming to your booth after this is done.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so. Let me show you the two things I got. Oh. I got this green hat. I love hats. Y'all know that. If I'm wearing a hat, it's day three of like don't need to wash my hair. It's day three. So twice a week I got a hat on. So this is really, really good. But then I also got this armadillo t-shirt.
That is so
and if
cute.
This doesn't scream, I love Texas. I was born in Texas. I don't know what it does. So it's so soft. And I'm really grateful so for cute. Ramble & Co. They're out there in the back for you guys that are here with the yeah. live audience. They've got the Waco store. They've got the Wichita Falls stores. Follow them on Instagram as well. Listen to their podcast. And they're going to give you all guys a patch, button, stickers, and a promo card. So come on out. All right, guys, as they keep passing these out, I'm going to ask our girls their next question. Are you ready? This or that?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
We did Elf on the... And did y'all catch that? It was Snoop on a stoop.
On a stoop.
Snoop Dogg.
I don't know what that
means. Snoop Dogg. You can buy Snoop Dogg. Y'all know about this? I just found out tonight. I also went to a Nelly concert last night.
Oh!
I was with my friend Rachel. We were at the Texas game. Nelly was playing beforehand. I knew zero songs until he got to the one that was like, take all your clothes off. And then I was like,
yes.
I'm out of here. I am getting so hot. I'll just take my clothes off. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That was an audition for the worship choir.
I just want y'all to know when you tell your friends, why should I come to a live event? It's because this. This stuff does not make the podcast.
All right, are you ready? All right, here we go. Christmas Eve service. Candles or no candles?
I just feel like if you're going to do it, you got to do it big.
Candles.
Okay. Get these candles yeah. out. Risk your children's lives.
Yeah.
Make it happen. You know?
I agree. I think that every child needs to be scarred by a candle wax burn. Like, I don't know if you've lived a good childhood unless you could be like, remember that one Christmas? And you're like, yeah, but now you know how to trust the power of fire and you will never play with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to learn some lessons yeah. the hard way.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah. But why not with Christmas music and mirth?
That's what,
you know?
And mirth? Oh, my gracious. My dad tells a story about how he was in a play one time and they had candles and he lit somebody's hair on fire.
No.
I know, it's tragic.
Well, tragic. Aquanet back in the day.
What's you that, know? Aquanet?
Yeah.
The whole place about to go up in flames.
I was about to say, I'm surprised it was just one person's hair.
She's black. Tell the Aquanet.
I don't know what the Aquanet is.
Okay, it is a hairspray from the 80s that's okay. pretty dangerous. I mean, like...
I mean, is it for like the Jerry Curl?
No. It does not add any kind of beautiful sheen to it. It adds glue, like Elmer's glue to your hair.
No.
In a spray aerosol form.
Is it the, when you got the little thing, the net y'all be wearing?
Did you not see me spraying my hair up there?
You did aquanet yourself this earlier. Okay.
Here I'm already mad that I might need another intervention. Let's bring bring it back up to the heavens.
I'm going to get you some, girl. I'm going to get you some.
All right. I'm going to tell you.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
I want to tell you guys about our next brand that we're super excited about. This is Starfish Project. We have been working with Starfish Project for years. I mean, my friend Amanda's here. She worked with the Happy Hour when the Happy Hour was just like me and my little tiny house. And Starfish Project has been so fun to work with. And forever, this is cool. You guys missed out on this. But forever, we would send guests around the show, Starfish Project. I know. They have been on the gift guide before as well. But they have a brand new bracelet that they just launched. It's called the Give Hope Bracelet. Now, they already have one of the necklaces that matches. So they have now the bracelet and the necklace to go with it. All of their jewelry is made by survivors of human trafficking and exploitation. So again, you are purchasing something that is providing hope and dignity to a woman who has not had hope and dignity. Okay, so I love these kind of products right here. All of the women, after they create these, they're experiencing freedom, they establish independence, they develop careers. So you are helping women escape brothels in Asia. I mean, come on, is that so good?
Yes! Woo! 100%
of their products is reinvested in their mission to restore hope to exploited women. So you guys got this bracelet.
Oh, yes, I did. And my daughter's like, Mommy, can I have this, please? She loves it so much. Yeah. But also, okay, I just want to be 100% real. Okay, I read the mission. I was excited about Starfish Project. These little boxes, we got them, right?
Right.
And I was like, you know how, like, I'm going to just say it.
Do it.
When you get with these companies and they've got people that are creating products, you just really never know what they're gonna look like.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanna be honest. Yeah. I opened this box. These are stunning.
Stunning.
Like, seriously stunning. What an incredible job. You gonna put it on right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on right now.
Okay, so this is yours. Okay, I'm gonna put that back. I mean, because I was just gonna sneak it from being on the Happy Hour twice, but okay. Put that right there. Stunning. Stunning. So stunning. My daughter stole mine, and you have yours. Okay, thank you.
Well, here's the other thing. I didn't get the bracelet. I got...
You got the necklace?
I got the earrings. I got stud earrings with that same heart design, and they are absolutely adorable. And so I don't say that about jewelry much, but they are adorable.
Yeah.
And I do this when I wear them.
Oh. Can you show us again?
Well, for anybody listening to audio only, I'm putting my hair, my luscious locks, behind my ear.
And
so
then you do that like that?
I do. I kind of
I love that.
I just want to make sure that people see them because they're so cute.
Do the other side too?
I do.
Okay, love that.
All right, so those of you that are listening and shopping, Starfish Project is so kind to give all of you guys $10 off your order through the end of the year. Use the code HAPPYHOUR. And for those of you in the live audience, everybody is going home with your own very necklace that says, Give Justice, Give Mercy. All right, before we move on, another this or that. Ready? I'll say for on your trees. Okay.
Wait, for what?
Your tree at your house, your Christmas tree.
Oh, I took this. That's how much we don't put ours up. I said, what tree? Okay, I got it.
I think I already know your answer, Candace, because you gave it to us, but white or multicolored lights?
Okay. Ultimately, during Christmas, it's white.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you use the difference for happy hour and stuff like that. I mean, for happy hour.
Who's been a fly on my wall? Okay.
All right. Every day at 5 o'clock, it's like, guys.
She researched her guest. She was like, I know, your answer, Candace.
Happy I'm going to be 100% real, man.
If you tell me you don't put lights on your tree, you need to leave.
Well, I don't have to because I bought that one.
There you go.
At the dollar store. Okay. That's already got the little white lights on it.
I like
it. So I'm not putting nothing on there. I'm just plugging it in.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
How many of you guys in here have a tree that already has lights on it?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Honestly thought I would be alone.
That was the majority. For that those that everybody. Didn't see Thank it, you. That is the majority in this
Let's
room.
Let's try this. How many of you guys have lights that don't have, trees that don't have lights on them? Four people. Yeah. Seven.
What in the world?
Listen,
what in the world?
Guys, work smarter, not harder.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. Our next brand that we're working with, this is Rebel and Baker Publishing Group. So in the publishing world, there's a lot of different publishers that put out really great books. And so we're talking about Rebel and Baker, which is a publishing house that is the largest Christian book publishers, all right? And so they have given us our friend of the happy hour, Annie F. Downs.
Yeah.
Had a new book come out, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. It's called Chase the Fun. And so we were given this. You guys, thoughts?
Okay. We have a motto in our marriage.
Oh.
If you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong.
I like
okay?
That.
And it's a cute, it's a real cute motto when you're first, like, you know, married, and it's like, right? Like, let's figure out. Let's figure out how much fun we can have when the lights go down. You know what I'm saying? So what I love so much about the book is that it has practical things that you can actually do to keep the fun in your marriage, in your relationships, in your friendships. Uh-huh, I know. So I love it.
Candace.
I will say this echoes everything that I am about. Because one of the things that if you read just even the jacket, it says that fun is not frivolous. And that is something that when you're telling a person like me that fun is not frivolous, and you give me a third of my year already planned out on how to have it, this is where I feel like you have no excuse to be a grumpy Gus anymore. Like, read it, get to it, and be somebody that brings joy into the room, not looking for it.
Oh! So,
yeah.
Candace!
Well, girl, I preach too, so come on, come on. We got it, we got it.
This is a stage full of preaching women up here.
Come on.
Okay, you guys, we love Annie. She's been on the show a ton of times, and I hope you're listening to her podcast as well. And everyone is going home with the book, Chase the Fun.
Yes! Yes!
All right, you guys. All right, here's my question for you. When you're buying gifts for the children that you have, you each have two children.
Yeah.
I have four. When you're buying them gifts, do you do three gifts like Jesus? Or do you do gifts like maybe the Kardashians?
Here's what has happened. Just like my journey from being ratchet to redeemed, okay? I started off.
Which you can all, oh no, I won't say it yet.
Whoa, no, no. I started off as a Kardashian.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I went way too far.
In all sense of the word.
Yeah, I'm just like, in all sense of the word, okay? But with the gifts, I mean, I was making it rain on my child. And I was like, my husband was like, sis, we have to slow this thing down.
Yeah.
He literally one year made me like stuff some of the gifts. He's like, that's going to be for later. Okay, sweet girl. So now I'm like, Jesus. And I'm like, here's your three gifts. Be grateful.
There you go.
Redeemed.
We do we do something in the middle of that. We do something to wear, something to read, something you want, something you need.
I need to write.
Yeah,
that
we, I was looking, we do that.
That's what we did for years, and so I was looking at my kids.
We absolutely do that because once again, I overcompensated for being a poor child, and so when you're like, I can give my kids better, I thought it was in material, and it really wasn't. And so we do those four, but then we've started adding an element to ours. We add an experience.
So we create
a memory. And for us, the first experience that we did sealed it. We rented a room in a downtown Dallas hotel on New Year's Eve, and we watched the fireworks from the like 8th floor, and we ordered pizza from DoorDash to our hotel room and watched Christmas movies, and we will never, ever, ever forget it. Nobody else gets to come, not aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, nobody. It is just for us. It's our core four.
That's really great.
Yeah. Something you need. What's it?
We've done this for years as well. You get something you want, something to wear, something you need, something to read.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to be honest, though. I'm being real honest.
Be real.
The something to read, they usually end up in the Goodwill box. I'm just going to be
straight
up with you.
Your kids are like, that's not it.
I give them books, and they literally, I see on their faces.
No, mine loves books. I'm excited about this. Something you read, we'll get it later. I'll
need,
listen to
read, wear, need.
Need.
Yeah. Something like that. Got it. All right, let's go on to our next brand.
Yeah.
All right, this is really exciting for some of us up here because, guys,
no matter what you think about tattoos, I have Jesus tattoos for you.
Yes.
So this is a company called Dwell Differently.
Love.
And we have been cheering Dwell on for years and years and years. They've been on the gift guide before in 2019. And really what they want is they want people to know Jesus through his word in an accessible and beautiful way. All right, so bear with me. I'm going to explain this to you guys, and I hope the people in the room can get it. People listening, bear with me. They take a scripture memory verse, all right, and then they make these really cool
graphic designs,
but what do you call a tattoo that doesn't stay forever? Temporary. They make temporary tattoos, but they take the first letter of each word in that verse. Got it?
Got it.
And so then you have a scripture memory card that comes with it that says what it looks like, and then you have the verse on the back. And so this is really, really great for kids, for families, if you have nieces and nephews that you want to get a really cool gift. And they have a monthly subscription. In fact, they're giving all of you guys here and everyone that's listening with the code Happy Hour your first month free for this.
Nice.
So they send this to you. Now, I do want to say is that one thing they've started doing now is they started doing jewelry, which they've partnered with Starfish, which is really cool because they're here as well. But they now make jewelry. Candace, you're wearing it.
I am wearing mine too.
Yeah, she's wearing mine too.
I'm into it. Look at how cute.
Yes. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
There it is.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot or ask you to be too.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Right now.
What is your verse?
It is. So I have loved you with an unfailing love.
Yes.
I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
Yes.
Woo!
That's yours.
Yeah. Okay, now what's yours?
Mine is cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
You're right.
And that is 1 Peter 2:7.
2:5.
See, here's the deal. I have it so I can memorize it, and y'all just caught me in the middle of my memorization. So I'm working on it. No, really, for me, I really do need to say this about this, because I don't want this to be something that you throw away in your mind and not get the value of what this is. I just recently discovered I have ADHD. And for me, I need fidgets to keep attention. And one of the things that I love is being able to touch a necklace instead of being a 43-year-old in the room with a fidget pop. And then you add to it a verse saying that I can cast all my anxiety on him. Like, this is such a monumental thing for somebody like me to be able to sit and touch and remember all day long. So it is not a light thing. And I will also tell you this. In our text thread before the show, we're joking about how she needs tattoos to catch up with Jamie and I.
Not fair.
So I photoshopped some tattoos on her and sent a picture in our group text. And then I said, hey, do you know that company, Dwell? We've been doing this for years with my kids and myself. And Jamie's like, they're going to be there. And I'm like, awesome.
Here's
what
I love so much.
Love
it. I don't know about y'all, but I have tried to memorize verse. It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these really work.
They do.
Like, it really, really works. Like, you pick it up, you're looking at the scripture, and then every time you revisit, like, your tattoo or your necklace, you really do remember it.
It's really, really great.
It's really cool.
So the thing that comes with each kit comes with the temporary tattoos, which I also want to say for my brown friends, they make them also in white. And so they're not just, they make them in both colors. So
I love that.
I know. I think that's really good. I loved it for my kids. And so then you get this card that you can have the verse on it. And they also give you keychains too. So you can put on your keys. You could you can fidget with this. It's on your keys. You can make a whole key ring with just the verses. So that is what Dwell Differently is. And everyone here is getting a memory verse kit. So come on out.
It's happening again.
I love it.
We really do love Dwell Differently. Candace was talking about it, and it really is a great way to get scripture in your heart, in your family, in your kids. It's really, really great. Okay, I'm ready for this. All right, this is our next brand, and this is called From Scratch Farm, and this is homemade all-purpose salve.
Not salve, girls. Salve.
We just learned this today.
About 30 minutes ago, I was salve. Like, oh, I love that salve. They said, what? I said, that's not what it's called? Okay.
Okay, so From Scratch Farm, which is a local company here in Texas, they make natural, non-toxic home, bath, and body products. Better for your home, better for your family,
better for
the planet, all the things. This product right here is the whole reason that Amy, the founder of this company, even started this business, was this right here. She created it for her son's skin condition. And then she found that her friends and family were like, I want some of this. I'm seeing amazing results with this as well. So it is a simple formula. I don't know why she gave it to us, but here it is. A simple formula of...
Surprise!
Make it yourself. What's happening?
She had to leave some ingredients out. So here it is. Soothing beeswax, moisturizing oils, and essential oils. And so really, okay. She has used this product in health care for dry skin, cracked heels, eczema, rashes, diaper burns, cuticle care. Yeah. You guys loved this because it was in the group text. I'm like,
y'all. What's unfortunate is I loved it so much, but I literally have been calling it the wrong thing. I said, oh, I love myself. Okay, let me tell you why I loved it. My elbows looked like death and corrosion after I had this kid. It was like my body shriveled up into my elbows. I'm not kidding. And they were peeling and they hurt. I know that's too much information. Well, I started using the salve on... No, what is it called? Dang it.
Salve.
Is it because I've been saying salve for so long? I've been using the salve.
It's good.
Salve on it, and they've been moisturized. They've even gotten a little lighter. They don't hurt anymore. Like, not even kidding at all, which is crazy.
Yeah, I love it.
So, yes, I love it. I'm in. Yeah.
Candace, you love it, too.
I went nuts. As a matter of fact... I realized very quickly that it was healing my cuticles, and I have the worst cuticles in the world. No, I'm dead serious. Here's the deal.
So good.
And in the winter months when your skin gets really, really dry.
Ashy.
Exactly. What you're going to want to experience is this stuff because it has a light scent, and it's not greasy. Like when you're talking about... I'm just going to say that. It is literally made everything be to where I'm not hurting on my fingers and my cuticle area. And y'all don't know this, but I really have bad cuticles. I'm not exaggerating. Like, I'm not needing you to know that. It's true. So I don't know what the secret formula is, because if that really is it, then... Okay. But I'll get it from her.
You guys, this is a really great product, and I want to tell you so that Amy from Scratch Farm is offering all of you guys, with the code Happy Hour, a free 4-ounce salve with any $50
Surprise.
Purchase, and everyone here is getting your own 1-ounce can.
I
love so much that you guys are loving this. And
so
really, this has been a fun little text message between the three of us and some people on the Happy Hour team, because they've been getting these things, Tony and Candace, in the mail, and we've been talking about them so much. And so this next brand that I want to talk about is also a newer brand to me as well. And this is really cool. I know, Candace, you love this. This is Vickery Trading Company. They've given us a code too before we even get to the product. It's Happy Hour for 20% off. But here's what they do. Again, here's your theme. Are you ready? They equip refugee women for long-term success through a 21-month program. That program includes vocational training, personal development training, and fair wages.
Yes.
They produce, yes?
Yeah, for that.
They produce clothing and accessories for women and children, as well as home goods. So one of the things that I got, and you got some like this too, Candace.
And I did too.
You did too?
Yes.
All right, so these are some lounge pants that we got. Candace?
No.
Uh-oh.
These are not lounge pants. I don't care how they describe them. These are date night pants. These are grocery store pants. These are church hot pants. I'm telling you. Those things, my kids are sick of seeing me in those pants. They're like, Mom, those pants again? And I'm like, you try to put something buttery soft around your waist at 43, and you tell me that you haven't discovered the secret of hope and happiness again. I love them. I'm mad I'm not wearing them right now. They brought them out, and I went, oh, I'll see you later in my hotel.
Sweet pants. I'll see you later.
Oh, that's their nickname. How'd you know? Sweet pants.
Okay, they also do some really great things. They have scrunchies, which great gift for teen girls.
So cute.
But one thing that we really want to talk about is that they make little girl dresses. So fun. So we have a special model today.
Come here, sweet girl. My daughter, Dylan. Yeah. You want to do a little twirl, my girl?
Can you give us
do a little twirl? I'm going to stand up and do it. Hey. Yes. Thank you, Dill. Love you, baby.
Dylan is modeling the for aught dress, and casual swing dresses with great fall colors for all those little girls in your life. Everyone give it up for Dylan.
Yay!
Guys, for all you guys listening, for do some shopping, they have great lounge pants or church pants or whatever, like Candace said. Really great gifts for teen girls. And then this little dress for little girls is really great if you have young girls in your life. And they're giving everyone 20% off with the code Happy Hour, which is really, really great. Goes to a great resource for all of these women. And everyone is going home with a scrunchie. Love. I'm so glad you guys are going on with that scrunchie. Listen, I also need to let you guys know. I know this scrunchie that you guys are getting has a ribbon on it, but listen, it is a thing that you see teen boys with scrunchies on their wrists too. What is happening? I don't even know. It's a thing. But that means they're dating.
Oh, that means they're dating. Oh, surprise, girl. You better check your kids over here.
I'm going to need to see that scrunchie.
Oh,
they left. Listen, if my boy comes home with a scrunchie, I'd be like, What's her name?
We got
say my name. That's a different thing.
Say my name. When no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. You ain't running. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't gonna make me late.
Bring it to the verse.
Why
every other word is a home. Yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady?
Hey!
If you took it there, hey! First of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played.
No.
Y'all don't threaten me with Destiny's Child. Y'all don't.
I am dead. I am straight dead.
No, I tried to tell you. She's been taking me out all night.
I accidentally said the lyrics from a wrong song, and next thing I know, we got karaoke up in here.
We're like, got it. Don't you worry. We're the best wingmans,
okay?
Okay,
that was good. Woo. All right.
Feeling that sweater now.
I got you. I got you.
Oh, okay. All right. Moving on. Our next brand is Freeleaf. A lot of these companies I've heard about or we've worked with, Freeleaf is brand new to me, and I love them so much. I have already gifted a friend for their birthday something
from
Freeleaf.
Yeah. I love that.
So Freeleaf is a fair trade company that provides dignified employment. Now, this is a rough statistic, but it's worth talking about. They said here that 1 in 3 women globally experience sexual or physical abuse. And so this company is giving holistic care to survivors that have been exploited or abused, which is really, really great. Their whole tagline, it's so cute, is they want to create a world where women are not for sale, but there's a K in front of the not, because this is what they all make. They make these knotted holders.
I love that. That's good.
So cute. So one of their best-selling products is their Flourish Plant Holder. It's handcrafted from soft rope. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. They have it. Well, this is the one that's their bestseller. It has, gracious.
I got
look.
You. No.
Blush, we don't mustard yellow. You that's guys got one
look.
Of these?
Okay,
or what
I got
you
this I got the one knot. In this exact color, and I love. Okay, I've got like a Scandinavian vibe in my house, white and black. This fits so, so well.
Where'd you put it?
Now, here's the deal. I put it in my office because these other whippersnappers, they'll ruin it. They'll ruin it. But I'm not much like of a green thumb kind of girl. All our plants is fake, okay? And this kind of inspired me to like actually get a little plant. Now, I haven't done it yet. I'll be real about that. Because every time I go, I just get anxiety. I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go do it. I love it. So cutie.
Okay.
Candace, you've done some different things with your planter, though.
I have the white one, and it's all white. And we put it by the front door on the entry table, and it holds our keys and like our little stuff
Brilliant.
That we need. But during dinner, we put all the phones in it. So it's the place to put
Isn't
the phones.
Great?
And then we're like, you know, go put it in the little knot.
I love it.
And we say, because you're not supposed to be on your phone.
Oh. Now that's good.
N-O-T.
I love it.
N-O-T. Yeah. In the K-N-O-T.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
You guys, they are giving everybody 15% off for shopping with them over this holiday
season. Yes.
Use the code Happy Hour. Everybody here is going home with one of these hangers. This is our next brand that we're working with. This is called Mended, all right? And Mended makes these tea towels, which are so beautiful. Will you guys hold one up for everyone to see?
I got you. Here, I'm going to give you that one. Oh, this is the one I got. This is
Oh, yeah, good. So Mended is a social impact business that's working with survivors of modern day slavery. So they are imploring people. All right, so these are done with block textiles. And if you are in anything that's creative, you know about block textiles. And these are so very beautiful. And Mended really does believe that the process of hand-carved wooden block being dipped into dye and then hand-stamped over and over on each individual textile makes each one of these tea towels perfectly unique and individual. And so they are employing 18 survivors in South Asia that are making all of these towels. And so again, your purchase is going to a really, really beautiful cause, and they're gonna give you free shipping with the code HAPPYHOUR. So they're doing that.
Love it.
And I wanna tell you that everyone here is getting your own tea towel. Yeah! All right, guys, enjoy that Mended tea towel. I love those towels, and I'm telling you, it's a tea towel is something you never know you need until you don't have it. Am I right about that? It can also completely change a dirty kitchen. You got dishes everywhere, but if you have that cute towel hanging on the rack, it is good to go. I mean, that's all you need, a new clean towel hanging right there. So, so great. All right, guys, I have to ask you this because I don't think we've done this. Christmas trees, real or fake?
Fake.
How you think we got our lights already on our Christmas trees?
We had a conversion in our house this last Christmas. Ours broke, and it was too late, and I was having some struggles. And I decided to go to the Walmart and find another artificial one, right? They didn't have any. They didn't have any. We're talking, I was this late in the game, y'all.
Wow.
They had one lonely Charlie Brown real tree in the corner. And I have a Kia Soul, and I didn't realize you weren't supposed to put it in your car and lay down the seats and have the pine needles in there with you. I did that, and the top of the tree was hugging around like an additional seatbelt. And I came home, and my kids, I thought my husband and my kids were going to be like, you ruined Christmas. And I came home, and I tell you the joy that my kids had. Aww. They were like, we've never had a real tree. We want a real tree every year now. And I was like, next year we're putting it on the roof. And so, I mean, like, we've converted into a real tree family. And I think we're actually going to go cut one down this Christmas. That's going to be our experience.
I love that.
That's going to be your experience.
And we're going to get an Airbnb, and we're going to do a whole weekend out of it, and that will be our experience for the year.
Love it.
I love that. And all that came out of a little 2-foot
Walmart Christmas tree.
I love that for you.
Fake tree.
I'm going fake tree all the way. I mean, we just
I love it.
Good job, Candace.
Okay, our next brand that I'm going to tell you about is called Our Spare Change, all right? Our Spare Change exists to create beautiful jewelry by hand that empowers both the wearer and the maker. So they're made by artisans in California, and this is what I got. Let me find it on here. It's so beautiful. Do you guys have yours? Okay, so I got this skinny cuff right here, and it says Team Ivy on it. And so you can get whatever you want put on it. It can be an everyday wear. It's going to go, like, I love stacking all these bracelets, so I'm just going to stack them all here, leave it there. You can order it online, and you can customize what kind of word or phrase that you put there. They're giving all of you guys 20% off with using the code HAPPYHOUR. Any guys, any thoughts on your bracelets? What'd you put? Tell us your words.
I opened it up, and I have not taken it off since, but I put my two kids' names, Dylan and Sammy, little Sam Jr., and I love it. I love it. It makes me so happy.
I put peace and rest on mine.
Oh, that's a good reminder.
I need it in my life. Hallelujah. And I will tell you what I love the most about it is that it is so small and the letters are so small that it doesn't feel like a flashy reminder for the world, but feels like a really personal reminder just for you.
Candace.
And so I remember that this is something that nobody else gets from me. Mm-hmm. Like, I get to see
you
this.
Get it.
And I love that.
I love anything you can personalize because you can give it as a gift to someone. I mean, even just like we say Team Ivy, like you could say, like, you know, Team Payne, Team King Collier, whatever you might want to do. And I promise you, my husband likes jewelry, and he's going to probably put this on his wrist as well and wear it. And I'm really excited that all of you guys are going home with a skinny cuff as well with the word faithful on it.
Oh!
I love that it is this beautiful reminder that you can have on your wrist all the time. Like, this faithful can remind you of just the faithfulness of God or the faithfulness that you need to have in your life towards God, whatever it might be. And you can personalize them for the person that you're giving them to. Guys, also, I thought that would be a really great teacher gift, too. Yeah. Like, you could find something super cute to put on there for teachers. Really, really cute. Okay, I want to move on to our next brand that I'm super excited about. This is called Dear Heart, all right? Now, Dear Heart was also on the gift guide before in 2020, and this is something that's new for them, all right, is that they now have one-of-a-kind leather banners that are handcrafted here at a workshop in Texas, and they really have this intention of opening doors for conversations about Jesus. And I love that so much as a follower of Jesus. I love things that aren't just like straight in your face, but it opens a conversation to say, what does this mean? What does this mean to you? Hopefully their desire, and even mine as well, is that if you hang it in your house, it would open conversations that you might not have had before. They are made of vegetable tanned leather with lettering burned in. They've got holes in each of the corners like this. They like to suggest a little white nail as you nail that onto your wall. This one says, I know nothing has been wasted, no failure or mistake. You're an artist and a potter. I'm the canvas and the clay.
Come on.
That one over there is the 20 by 30 size. You can personalize your own banner. What did you guys get?
Okay.
I got the A.W. Tozer quote that says, there are far better things ahead than any that we leave behind.
Oh.
And I love it so much.
As soon as I got mine, without my husband's permission, I literally put it up in our dining room.
I've seen it in a photo of yours.
I know. We're trying to be all cute. But I love... But I mean, usually he gets a say in all of our stuff, but this was just so stunning. He was just like, oh, that's a really dope sign. And it's like, not his thing. He wants to be a part of all the decor, but we love it so very much.
What did you say? I forgot.
That there will be miracles.
I love it.
I know.
So much. This one is cool. Would you like to sing it, Candace?
Oh.
Sing it?
Yeah, yeah.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you.
Yeah.
There you go.
My turn.
There you go. There you go.
Listen.
I got it.
I knew Candace could sing even before the whole, you know, say my name thing, and that was wonderful.
Lord.
Yes! Let's go!
Bless you.
So, guys, really, sorry. If you're looking for that unique gift, I think so many times we're saying, hey, what am I going to get this person? They have everything. Or what am I going to get them? I have no idea what they want. These gifts from Dear Heart are super unique. You can personalize them. They also have a listing on their store of other things that they have. Yeah. They're also giving you a discount code for 15% off using the code Happy Hour. And then everyone here in the room tonight is getting a mini leather banner.
Look at how cute those are.
I just thought of something as well. This would be a really cute gift for someone going off to college.
Yeah.
They could put it in their dorm. You guys, that was an amazing night of 12 brands that were awesome.
Yay!
I cannot stress enough how grateful we are at the Happy Hour to be able to bring you brands that we believe in and that we trust in, that we think it's really someplace that you should spend your money this holiday season. We all know that when Thanksgiving comes, it is fast and it is furious. And I have spent way too many December 23rd nights at Target trying to find that last minute gift. And I hate it for a lot of reasons. But I also hate it because I'm like, I could have put my money to someplace better than this pair of socks that no one's going to like. I'm not saying Target's bad. Believe me, I go there all the time. But what I am saying is that we want to create this show so that you have other options, so that you have places that you can spend the money. And so one more applause for all of our awesome vendors. We are so grateful that all of them said yes to giving you guys gifts that are here, so we're super excited. Also, for our four brands and vendors that are here, please stop by and say hi. Now, can we talk for a second before we're done about this amazing swag bag?
Come on.
Okay. Also, because I only learned this weekend, I'm sure you all know, some of you might not know, do you know what swag stands for? Stuff we all get.
Surprise, girls. You're leaving here smarter.
Yeah, you're leaving here smarter. All right, I want to say thank you to a couple of our brands with our swag bags. First of all, the Shop Forward Major Four Things Tote. Okay, look at your Four Things Tote, guys.
Okay.
Yes.
What'd you put on yours?
Bougie Coffee, Barbacoa Tacos, Loyal Friends, and Unbothered Joy.
Aww.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
What'd you put, Tony?
Okay, Broken and Worthy, Still Coloring, Texas Made, Atlanta Living.
Don't forget it, okay?
I'm a big fan of Shop Forward and what they're doing. They give a lot of their proceeds back to people who need them, especially a lot in Haiti, which is dear to me. You guys, I also want to note a couple of other things that are in your bag. I know you've looked through it, but take some more time tonight. Empowered Goods is in there, Overcoming Poverty, One Handmade Good at a Time. They have customizable leather and earrings. You also have Grace Notes in there, which is, they were in the gift guide in 2019, but they are scripture art in your mailbox every month. Another one of those things to get God's word in your heart every month. Great Cloud Ministries is also in there, which exists to create a meaningful community that encourages women to pursue the Lord's heart. Flashcards featuring historic women of faith. Love that, historic women of faith. Sojourn Studio is a social enterprise of global child advocates and a registered Thai foundation. Here it is. They have porcelain earrings and other fine jewelry. You guys all have those in there. You also have Ellie Holcomb's new Christmas book, which I think just came out, Sounding Joy.
It is gorgeous.
Isn't it cute?
It's
and then
beautiful.
You guys also got a copy of a book in there that hasn't even released yet. You all got an advanced reader copy of Tony Collier's new book.
What? Good! Oh, I love that! That's my book! November 1st.
November 1st, right here. But you guys got it early, so brave good. Enough to be broken.
Oh,
this is Tony's book. I've read it. It's amazing.
So good.
Also a great gift to give as well. So you guys... Thank you, thank you, thank you. Guys, don't forget, if you're listening to this podcast, you can go watch the entire video, especially of the karaoke moment that we had. You're going to want to see that.
That's right.
Over on YouTube. Thank you guys for listening.
Hey.
You guys. I wasn't lying to you when I said that this show was so much fun. Okay, if you're wondering what the whole place looked like, go check it out on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. It's at Jamie Ivy. We're doing a massive giveaway from all of these brands next week. So make sure you're following me. Also, check out the blog, jamieivy.com/gift guide, so you can buy your gifts. Follow these businesses. They are such great stuff. And here's what I do sometimes, you guys. I go back to my gift guide blogs during the year if I'm looking for a Mother's Day gift or a birthday gift or a graduation gift. These are just great companies to buy from all year long. All right, friends, happy holidays and go start shopping. Thank you so much for listening to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. We are truly grateful for every single story we get to share with you, every encouragement we get to give you, and every opportunity we get to point all of us to Jesus. If you're loving this show, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a rating and or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, tell your friends. That is the number one way that people find out about our show. It's because you tell them. Join us right here every Wednesday and Friday for meaningful conversations that will make us think, they'll make us laugh, and they'll always point us back to Jesus. And come find me other places on the internet as well. I love Instagram. I'm over there at Jamie Ivy. And if you've never visited my YouTube page, you're going to want to go there. Have you ever listened to a show and wondered, I wonder what they look like? Well, go find us over there. It's jamieivy.com/YouTube. The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy is a production of Ivy Media Podcasts. Executive produced by Jamie Ivy, produced by Lindsay Sweeney, edited by Angie Elkins, show notes by Ashley Miner, art by Jen Jett Barrett, original music by Matt Graham, and I'm your host, Jamie. Have a happy hour with a friend.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.